This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we start this segment, throw a question out to you. Match play is not something that is done a lot at any level, although maybe college golf does it more than the pros. Yeah, I don't know. We'll ask our next guest. Devin Gee is the head pro at Oakmont Country Club. He won the Tri-State match play tournament this week at South Point Country Club, golf club, I guess. And he's won this thing now three times since coming to Oakmont. So we're going to name him the expert today, and we'll ask him that question. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm great. How are you this morning?
We're doing fine. We've almost made it through another show, and the sun's shining. I don't know. Can't be a whole lot better, I don't think.
Yeah, beautiful day.
So tell me, and this question just occurred to me, and I don't think I asked this to you earlier. Is college golf where they play the most match play events?
Well, they play more match play now, Mike, with the way that they conduct the championships and the national championship. I don't think I'd single it out and say they play the most. I mean, really, probably the USGA plays the most, just with their championships. Amateurs match play, the US Juniors match play, then all the mid amateur match play, the seniors senior USGA championships are match play. So really that, I guess from an organization standpoint, the USGA plays the most match play.
I stand corrected. First, congrats on the win. And I kind of asked you this the other day, the fact that you've won this three times in the last 10 years, what does that say about you and match play or just your game in general?
That's a good question, Mike. I wish I could pinpoint it. I really don't know what is different about my game that has allowed me to win a few times. Other than, as we discussed before, I hit it in play most of the time, and usually when I'm playing well, my short game's pretty good. And I just think in match play, if you can hang around wait for your opponent to make a mistake, you're going to win holes and a lot of times win matches when you don't have to make birdies, if that makes sense. So
sure.
Maybe that's the difference. I just sort of have a knack for that on certain years, certainly not every year.
Yeah.
But to say that there's something specific about my game, I don't know. Nathan Smith would be a great guy to ask me. Shoot, for him to win the mid-am four times.
I mean,
that's incredible. And maybe did he win three times in a row? I don't know that off the top of my head, but
I believe that's right. Yeah, yes.
That's incredible. He'd probably be the guy. I know. Speaking to his game, his short game is what has always set him apart is putting. So I think that's a big part of it when it comes to match play.
Yeah. And you ran into a guy who was playing pretty well, and you guys had a big battle right to the end.
We did. Denny played great. Denny always plays great. Denny Dolce. What I just described, a guy that always hits it in play and has a great short game, and he played great all week, and played great against me. Probably should have won. But we did. We had a great match. Never really more than I think I was two up early, and he was one up within three holes, and just kind of back and forth all day. A lot of putts made, a lot of up and downs. The greens at South Point, they were really firm and fast, which was fun to play match play on. And if you weren't chipping it around the hole and making 4 to 8 footers, you weren't going to make a lot of pars. And he and I both did that on Wednesday.
Yeah. So speaking of match play, there will be a little match play at Oakmont next summer, at least. It's scheduled that way, right? The USAM. How is Oakmont preparing for that?
Well, we were watching the USAM around Abandon. Typically, a few of us may have been out at Abandon for the event.
Right.
Last year, we were down at Pinehurst. Obviously, with COVID, no travel out there, and they were very restrictive, even with their players, in terms of who they could have at the event. A player could have a caddy and one guest with them. Most of the field is, 23 or younger.
Mm-hmm.
If one of their parents wasn't caddying for them, they couldn't even have both parents go out there with them. So hopefully we're not in that situation next year. We don't think we will be. We're moving forward as if the U.S. Amateur is going to be normal, and we're going to have spectators out there and have a great normal U.S. Amateur. Other than planning for really the logistical things around USAM, not a lot from a golf course standpoint. We just hosted the Pennsylvania Open, which gives everyone a little bit of insight in terms of how the golf course is going to play for an event where guys hit it long and play well. And we didn't do much to the golf course for the Pennsylvania Open and par one. So that's what we want to see. And that's what we think will happen with the U.S. Amateur. We'll grow the rough, an inch and a half. And, hopefully it's firm and we feel like the scores will be right around par and we'll see some great matches.
And you'll slow the greens down a little bit to get to
USGA
standards.
Exactly. We always slow them down. You've got it right.
Everybody laughs about that, but, the membership likes to play them a lot faster than the USGA likes to play them. So it's in reality, that's what happens.
Well, and there is some truth to that. Typically, as we get into the fall, we see green speeds, well north of 15 on a daily basis, well north. And you can't play a, no one would play a competition on, and it's particularly in the qualifying rounds where it's stroke play, no one will play a competitive rounds on greens that fast. So we manage that to some extent.
There's like 312 guys that start, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
so 312, huge field. Longview will be our stroke play co-host for the first time, which everyone's excited about. They've done a lot of great work over there to their golf course. So we'll have 2 days of stroke play qualifying, 1 day at Longview, 156 players, 1 day at Oakmont, and then they switch the next day and get it down to 64 and play match play the rest of the way in, it's really exciting. It's a totally different atmosphere and feel than a U.S. Open. No big grandstands, no ropes to speak of. So you could stand 30 feet from one of these players and watch them play their match. So it's really a neat event, and everyone is really excited about it.
Well, hopefully, as you said, we'll be in a better place, and There will be spectators allowed to be there because, yes, no spectators has been functional, and we've been able to proceed with no spectators, but I miss spectators.
Yeah, we all do, Mike.
Yeah.
We all do.
You got to do what you got to do, or which would be back where we are in March, where we were in March, with no golf.
And, exactly.
We don't want that either. So,
exactly.
Real quick before we go, how would you describe your season so far? You've won twice in the tri-state section, I believe. It's been a pretty good year, hasn't it?
It has been. It has been a good year. I've played well this year. Luckily, you just never know. That's golf. It's a pretty fine line between winning and finishing 10th or 20th. And I've been lucky enough to get a few bounces here or there and carry some momentum into each event and have some top finishes. So yeah, it's been a great year.
Well, and it's not done yet. There's still some more work to be done. And I appreciate you coming on this morning with me, as always. And again, congrats on the match play win.
Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate it.
All right. Well, that's Devin Gee, the head golf pro at Oakmont Country Club. And it's time for us to say goodbye for the week. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it, as always. We appreciate our guests, Ron Syrak and Devin Gee. We will be back next Saturday, same time, get an idea about where we are in the FedEx Cup playoffs and the fight against COVID and all kinds of things in between. Have a great weekend, everybody. You've been listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.